Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve is in the morning now, 8:49 here on KNSS. Three big things. Wichita police say someone in a white car has been tossing lit fireworks at people. No serious injuries reported.
Two.
Kansas COVID-19 cases nearing 15,000. Nearly 1,300 cases in Sedgwick County with 28 deaths.
One.
Sedgwick County commissioners considering a response to Governor Kelly's mandate that people wear masks in public beginning tomorrow. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning, the gasoline prices here in the Wichita area, $1.87, a fairly common price out there. I've seen lower prices, $1.85 near Maple and West, $1.83 near Lincoln and Hydraulic. Prices still unsettled in the Wichita area. I've actually seen the gasoline prices as high as $1.95 out there, too, this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly sunny and hot with a 30% chance for rain today and a high of 97 degrees. Heat advisory until 8 p.m. 40% chance for showers and storms tonight. The overnight low 72. Friday, mostly sunny with a 30% chance for rain and a high of 94 degrees. Now mostly cloudy and 77 degrees. Can drinking actually help your ability to think?
This is House Call for Health. The phrase cognitive capability has been in the news lately. Joe Biden was asked about this in relation to that of President Trump.
I can hardly wait to compare my cognitive capability to the cognitive capability of the man I'm running against.
Now, just in time for the holiday weekend, comes a new study that says drinking alcohol can help your cognitive function. The study published by the JAMA Network surveyed nearly 20,000 people and found that those who reported low or moderate levels of drinking had a slower rate of mental decline compared to non-drinkers. Not surprisingly, they also did better than heavy drinkers. But before you run out to the bar, even if it's open this holiday, health experts say moderate drinking also has a downside, an increased risk of stroke, according to a study put out last year. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
A couple of program notes here on KNSS. Mm-hmm. Todd Herman is guest hosting for Rush Limbaugh this afternoon on the Rush Limbaugh Show. Glenn Beck at 9 o'clock this morning, and he's going to be talking with the South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, fireworks show at Mount Rushmore. So a couple of program notes for
All right.
you this morning. 8:52 with Steve and Ted, Who's Afraid to Fly? Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Fewer and fewer people, it appears. The survey at Wichita's airport indicates that COVID-19 travel fears are easing. Wichita's Dwight D. Eisenhower Airport conducting an ongoing survey of travelers. The airport says on its website that when asked in March if they were afraid to travel, 67% of respondents said yes. In June, that had declined to 42%. There was also a decline in that time period of travelers who had canceled trips. April Wynn Patrick has a new job. Wynn Patrick joined NAI Martin's Real Estate in late January. She now tells the Wichita Business Journal she's affiliating her winning investment solutions with eXp Realty. It's a cloud-based real estate business that entered the Wichita market in 2016. Wynn Patrick said the decision to leave was mutual. She will maintain most of her clients and listings, including Town West Mall. She plans to office out of a spot at Town West. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell presented a mixed picture of the U.S. economy in testimony before Congress. Mnuchin offered a more optimistic forecast of the economy, saying he expected a rebound in the second half of the year. Powell acknowledged that the recovery had begun sooner than expected, but sounded less optimistic due to uncertainty about the virus. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, the economy added about 5 million jobs last month, got the unemployment rate down to 11.1%. We've got to get it down to about 4 before we'll be real happy about things again. But there you go. 3 in 10 Americans planning a cookout this 4th of July weekend, according to new research. Just 3 in 10. Survey of 2,000 Americans found 49% of respondents have a traditional cookout day during the summer. And for those respondents, July 4th was revealed to be one of the top choices, 63%. This is one of those polls that Ted loves where it's pretty obvious, but there it is, you know.
All right.
Results revealed the average respondent plans to attend 6 cookouts in the coming months, assuming social distancing guidelines are lifted. Survey looked not only at when Americans are scheduling cookouts, but also what they're planning to eat. Now, commissioned by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Okay. There you go.
A contractor to the beef check-off and conducted by One Poll, results found beef to be respondents' favorite choice to meet
there
the grill.
There you go.
What?
At 37%. What a surprise that is.
Stunning.
Shocked.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a one who, if you're going to cook out, it's got to be beef for me. I guess a pork chop would be all right, but I never get that. What about you, Ted?
Get some hot dogs a little bit.
Oh, hot dogs, yeah.
Yeah.
Brats.
Yeah, a little cheese brats. You know,
there's going to be some cooking out going on this weekend, so you can be aware of that. So, all right, going to be a great 4th of July weekend. And Ted, you and I will be back here on Monday morning. And Jed, you guys be careful. If you're going to light those firecrackers, make sure you keep them on the ground. Don't try to throw them, all right, anything like that. Be safe. Dispose of your fireworks and make sure that they're out before you throw them away. And everybody will be back here safe and sound on Monday morning, right?
Why do I need fireworks?
I don't know.
80% of my neighbors are shooting them off.
That's
Why do I need them?
You can vicariously enjoy it. There you go. All right, guys, coming up here at the top of the hour on our news at the top of the hour. States are responding differently as the COVID cases rise in number. That's coming up. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck. Rush Limbaugh news updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. 77 degrees, heat advisory until 8 p.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.